Callie had never seen the sun shining so brightly. It reflected off the southwestern slopes of the mountains to the north. They had to be approaching Laramie. She squirmed in her seat and blew out a breath. Who would meet her at the train station? Michael Malloy? Tension built up, squeezing her chest like a gigantic boa constrictor. The only cure was meeting the man she was about to marry. She took a deep breath and tried to calm herself. The conductor made his way down the center aisle.
We're coming into Laramie, and we'll be stopping in a few minutes. Laramie sits north of the tracks as we come in, so you won't see much. Anyway, gather all your belongings and get ready to disembark. This is your stop.
She snapped alert. Thank you, sir. Gather all her belongings? It made her laugh. She had little to gather. All she brought from Cincinnati was a big old gray suitcase and a valise Mr. Sanders had given her. She felt the train slowing down. She stared out her window, hoping for a view of Laramie. The conductor was right. She couldn't really see much. In the distance, she saw some buildings, not tall ones like in downtown Cincinnati. The train slowed to a crawl. Steam whooshed, and brakes howled. Finally, with some jolts, it came to a stop. She was here at last. She should hurry, get off the train, and see who's greeting her. But anxiety held her back. She waited as a few other passengers filed by. Finally, she slipped her valise over one shoulder, slid out of the seat, and grabbed the old gray suitcase. She tugged and tugged. That old suitcase seemed to have gained some weight. She didn't remember it being this heavy. She trudged down the narrow aisle and stepped down onto the platform. She walked until she was clear of all the passenger traffic. Stopping, she looked left and right. Lots of people were getting off the train. Some were greeted by people who had been waiting for them. Some hustled away like they had been here before. Before long, Callie was the only one standing on the platform. It didn't appear that anyone was looking for her. She frowned. She came all the way to Laramie, and nobody greeted her. Her disappointment was stilled by the bustle of activity. Porters were unloading suitcases, placing them on carts and wheeling them into the train depot where passengers waited to claim them. She wasn't sure what to do. Callie had not been blessed with patience. As the crowd thinned, she dragged her heavy suitcase into the train depot. She spied a man who appeared to work for the railroad. Papers flew through his hands. He had the demeanor of someone with too much to do and too little time. Passengers were milling around getting ready to board the train to head west. She stepped up and made a little noise to catch his attention.
"Excuse me, sir."
"Just give me a few minutes, miss. Please sit over there while I get this train out of the station. Then I'll help you."
She stepped back, momentarily satisfied, looked around and lugged her suitcase to a wooden chair as far away from everybody as she could get. She set the suitcase beside her and clutched her valise. Mr. Sanders' words came back to her. "Be watchful, and don't let that valise get out of your sight." The chaos lasted until the old man put the last sheet of paper on the counter. Passengers showed their tickets, filed out of the depot, and got on the train. It seemed to take forever for the station master to get the train boarded. At last, he shouted out,
"All aboard!"
A few stragglers rushed forward and climbed in. Finally, the doors closed, the train whistled, and the steam engines whined. It started to move, gradually picking up momentum, whistle blowing at seemingly random times as they pulled away from the station.
"Now then, miss, how can I help you?"
"Well, sir, I'm Callie O'Brien, and I came all the way from Cincinnati, Ohio, for Michael Malloy."
The man looked at her and smiled.
"Ah, you're here. Welcome to Laramie. You're expected. Now then, here's what I've been told to do. See, neither Michael nor his sister knew when you would arrive. They can't come every day to check. So they've given me these instructions. See that man over there with a wagon?"
Callie blinked before turning to look in the direction the station master pointed. She's expected. She was beginning to wonder. Sure enough, there's a wagon and a man standing beside it. She gave the station master a nervous look.